This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street, or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today. Greetings, I am Barry. This is The Voice Within for another week. Well, here we are, almost the end of September already. Now, Pam Goodwin's going to tell us about the new moon in Libra, which occurred on Sunday.
Hi everyone, Pam Gregory, astrologer. I'm going to be speaking to you today about the second half of September and the new moon that we have coming up in Libra on the 25th. Now, as backdrop to this, I've always said that this is the period when we're going to be entering the crescendo through the last few months of the year. In the UK, clearly, we've already seen a massively important shift into a new episode, and that is going to, in itself, trigger other changes as we move forwards. But the other thing that signaled this period, there are many things, actually, but one of the big dominant aspects is this square between Saturn and Uranus that we had all the way through 2021. We had it more in the early months of 22, but it's coming back again to exactitude by degree late in September. We're already moving into this energy. It's closest really the first week of October, but we're going to be feeling this aspect until early November. And then this aspect breaks up and moves on. So in this particular cycle, this is the last hurrah, if you like, of all that this means. And I've talked about it many, many times, but just to recap, Saturn is the planet of the past. It's the planet of centralization. It's the planet of government. It's the planet of rules and regulations for your safety. It's the planet of the way we've always done things. Whereas Uranus is the planet of freedom versus control, the planet of the future, the planet of the maverick, the independent person who's going to do it their way, not obey the rules, just follow their own track in society, as it were, and decentralization too. So this is the kind of clash that we're going into more forcefully, if you like, late September and early October in particular, but it will last, this energy will last until early November. It can also bring up issues around turbulence in financial markets as well, radical changes in currencies. We've seen a lot of that. The pound has been dropping very dramatically against other currencies. This can be seismic activity, extreme earth events. It can also be issues with aviation. Uranus is the sky god and typically, classically, always linked to aviation. And it's very much a stop, start or on-off energy. Saturn in itself is the planet of limitation. Uranus is erratic energy. It's like bolts of lightning, but it's never linear or smooth or gradual. And it's in Taurus, which is the planet to do with food, natural resources. So things like food supplies, as I've mentioned many times, there might be this slightly on-off quality. Uranus is also linked to electricity, power, in that sense, the internet. So we may see some off-on energy as we move through these next couple of months, and perhaps no surprise to many of us, given world events. So all of that is part of the symbolism. But it will be very interesting to see how it plays out, because it's coming to a peak alongside other things as we go into eclipse season in October too. So an important part of this as well is what is going to enlarge this aspect is Jupiter, the planet of expansion, has now moved to the midpoint of this square. And I mentioned in a recent video that because Uranus is at a slightly lower degree than Saturn. The personal planets, as they move around in their orbits, are going to aspect Uranus first. So there's a feeling of truth, breakthrough, radical change. Here we go, awakening. And then a few hours or days later, depending on the speed of the orbits of the planets, they aspect Saturn. So it's not so quick. You've just hit reality check, you've hit a wall, you've hit the rules and regulations, etc. So that has been the pattern. Now, Jupiter at the midpoint is going to actually emphasize, exaggerate that pattern of what we think we're ready to break through into radical change and truth. No, not so quick. Until the 28th of September. On the 28th of September and moving forwards from there, Jupiter does it the other way around, hits Saturn first, aspect Saturn first. So there's this sense of caution and things have to go more slowly. And then it will aspect Uranus. Now we get the breakthrough. Now we get the radical change. So as we move into October with that shift in order, if you like, in which the aspects to Saturn and Uranus are happening, I think that will signify quite a change. As we go into October, where things speed up even more, things are going to be very fast in terms of events on the ground. Just know that and don't get caught up in that kind of speed and what may appear to be kind of whitewater rafting at times. So the Libra equinox is a very powerful one this year. It's a very important one. And it happens quite late this year. It happens around 2 a.m. on the 23rd, actually, in the UK. Obviously, further west of here in the US, etc. It's happening on the 22nd. But I've done a whole video conversation with David Farrell, the plant medicine specialist. So I'll put the link for that below, so I'm not just repeating everything I've said about that Libra equinox here again. Another thing of note at this time is that we have many planets retrograde now. Mercury moved retrograde on the 9th of September. We also have Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune and Pluto, all of the outer planets in retrograde motion. And that means that there's a lot of going back over what we've experienced over the last few months, gaining more wisdom, making sure those choices were right. We have a lot about choice happening right now in September, making sure that those decisions, those choices were the right thing for us. And when Mercury is retrograde, this is true of any planet actually that's retrograde, they are closer to the Earth. And when they're closer to the Earth, they actually take on more significance and more emphasis. So Mercury retrograde, I mean, I was born with Mercury retrograde, and personally, I love it because it makes me dig deep into research, and I love to go down rabbit holes, and that's very much part of who I am, and I'm very thankful for it. But it can give you a slightly obsessive, I've got to get to the bottom of this. I've really got to dig deep and get to the bottom of this. And if we perhaps now look at the chart for the new moon, we'll get a better understanding of that. So, okay, so planets moving retrograde, as I say, and what is also important here, if we see where Mercury is at 27 of Virgo, it is tightly trined to Pluto at 26 of Capricorn. So this is again another signifier. I've got to dig deep, Pluto. I've got to dig deep to get to the truth, to get to the truth of whatever information is prevailing right now, is coming at me. So just to step back for a moment, this is the new moon in Libra, which happens on the 25th of September. It happens at 2:54 p.m. Pacific and 10:54 p.m. UK time, as you can see here. So as always, this chart is set for the UK. Ignore the clock face in the houses if you don't live in the UK. Just look at where the planets fall in the signs and their aspects between each other. So one of the important things that we're going to be talking a lot about in the next really 7 months is that Mars is in Gemini here, 18 of Gemini. And Mars energizes wherever it sits in a chart. And so Gemini is very much the planet of the mind, of communication, of social media, of words, of social interaction, as it were. So it's very, very helpful for energizing the mind, and that can add to our creativity a great deal, particularly because we've actually got a T-square going on here, because Mars is square, quite widely square, but nevertheless square to Neptune, and it's also square to Venus and Mercury down here. This forms a T-square. And so it is wide of Mercury, actually, but certainly it's squaring Venus. So this can bring about a great deal of imagination, love of beauty, aesthetics, detailed beauty as well, very detailed aesthetics, getting it just right. And it stimulates our imagination, as I say. What it also tends to do is increase the amount of information coming in at us. Because not only is Mars, as I say, adding energy and activation to Gemini, the ruler of Gemini is Mercury, and Mercury also rules Virgo, so it's in its own sign here. So they are both planets of the mind. So there's a lot here to suggest mental energy. Now, one thing I really want to suggest to you is this Mars in Gemini can be trigger happy response, you know, really fast response. I'm seeing this a lot on social media right now, where people haven't read a post or somebody's comment clearly enough, or they've misunderstood, they just jump. And be very aware of that, because this isn't helping anybody or you, frankly. Take a breath, take a step back. Because so often it's ego that needs to be in the I win, you lose situation. And frankly, this is just kind of adding to the division, the separation, the noise of centuries, frankly. I'm right and you're wrong. And how much does that matter? Isn't it more important that we step up our game and go beyond all these spats and tit for tats on social media? And say, no, I'm going to use this in a different way. I'm going to use this to step into a higher state of being, where I'm just going to let that noise go. I'm going to stay on my eagle's perch. I'm going to be an observer. Let the noise go. It's ever so tempting to reply. It really, really is. But it will serve you better and serve everybody who's kind of in that interaction much better if you just step back. Just let it all go. And the other thing to say very much here is we may have not only a lot of information, but possibly a lot of confusing information, contradictory information, smoke and mirrors coming in, because not only is Mars square to Neptune, which can cloud things, you know, what's real and what's not, but also Mercury is opposing Neptune. Again, fabulous for imagination, creativity, not so good for clarity, for mental clarity. So although Virgo is the sign of discernment and very helpful in many ways to use the mind at its best to sift and analyze and how do I mentally really judge this information, it's so much better to drop out of the head and into the heart, because the heart is our real guide. So as often as you can, get out of the head, into the heart. Switch off the news. Switch off the input. Switch off that external input and drop into stillness. Just drop into stillness. Just shut your eyes and watch your breath for a few moments. And it's really that easy. So really would suggest that we're going to have a lot of externals coming at us. What astrology is brilliant at is the cosmic weather forecast of showing us what's going to happen, but how to play it strategically, how to play it at a higher level. Now, this new moon in Libra is very interesting. So here's the sun and the moon together at 2:48 of Libra. Sun and moon always together at a new moon. And Libra is the sign of fairness, balance, harmony. So there will certainly be a greater need for that in our lives. It can suggest also new legal developments that are very important at this time, because Libra is one of the signs linked to the law, scales of justice. And so that will be, I think, very important at the start. And what is also, I think, significant here is that the new moon is exactly conjunct the supergalactic center. The supergalactic center, which is at 2 degrees of Libra. And this comprises 30 galaxies, including our own, that rotate around this massive black hole of huge gravitational force. And it's enormous in its force in space. And the real expert on this, I think, is Philip Sedgwick, who's a wonderful astrologer and researcher. And I'll put a link below for his website, because he writes in a lot of detail about the importance of the supergalactic center. But I think it's very important for our Earth at this time that whatever developments are happening, be they legal or whatever, that we really recognize the importance of these times, and the importance of these times in terms of the Earth's position in the galaxy. We've got to think more broadly of our position in the galaxy. We are stepping into becoming galactic citizens quite rapidly, actually. And just another thing I want to say about input and the way our minds work in social media. Two of the planets here, Mars, Gemini is the sign of the twins, and Neptune in Pisces, the sign of the two fishes swimming in opposite directions. They are both potentially at lower levels, signs of duality. Again, don't feed the duality. Don't feed the split. Don't feed the separation. Don't feed the division. Just, and it's such a benefit to yourself if you can remove yourself from all of that. Maybe even have a kind of social media detox. And just step back and say, none of that actually really matters, that I was right about that point or not. So I hope that's helpful as context. Stay on your eagle's perch, as I so often say. Now, what is very hopeful, I think, at this time, apart from that point I mentioned about Jupiter starting to operate in a different order with Saturn and Uranus on the 28th of the month, but even on the 25th here, we have Jupiter opposing this new moon, Sun and Moon. Jupiter's in these very early degrees of Aries, the sign of the pioneer, the new. And Jupiter here brings with it great hope, great optimism, great wisdom. Jupiter's the sign of expansion. And the more you can find stillness, the more you can step into this sense of, wow, the energy feels so different up here on the eagle's perch. It feels massively expansive. There is so much that is going to come to us that we are stepping into that is so different from the contracted state of being that we've lived in all of our lives. And I think that's massively exciting. And the thing that really helps me feel that excitement is several things here, which were in the same position at the Libra equinox and will continue pretty much in the same position to the end of this year, because they have almost a 300-year orbit. Now, Manwe, I've spoken about before. These are Kuiper Belt objects, dwarf planets way out in deep space, and they have a very different quality of consciousness that they're bringing in. Manwe is at absolutely the first degree of the zodiac, 034 of Aries, the very first degree. And he only gets round to that place roughly, it's just under every 300 years. That is very significant in terms of a new beginning. Because in myth, Manwe and his wife Varda were the original creators of the cosmos, of the universe. And he is said to be the highest archangel, closest to the mind of God, the highest source of divine intelligence, and dedicated in his spiritual mission to the triumph of light over dark, of world renewal. He created it the first time, he can do it again. So this to me is a very significant indicator, again, of the birth of new Earth. They are helping us with this rarefied frequency of a new consciousness. Selassie, I've mentioned before, 743 of Aries conjunct Jupiter also. Jupiter's expanding the energy of Manwe and Selassie. Mermaid energy linked to shimmering sunlight, moonlight on the sea. I think she's liquid light. I think she's the symbol for photonic light that is upgrading us in every moment as waves of new photonic light come into us. And I've talked about this before, but I'll say more in another video about that. The other beautiful thing here, looking at the Kuiper Belt objects, are that Altgira, another dwarf planet, is very tightly conjunct Mars. They're both at 18 degrees of Gemini. Altgira was the creator god in myth of the Arente people, Arente Aboriginal people. And the whole myth is about walking the song lines, going on the big dreaming. And walking on the big dreaming will make the unmanifest manifest, bringing manifestation and matter out of ether by this spiritual pilgrimage of walking the big dreaming, walking the Aboriginal song lines. Again, with these Kuiper Belt objects, I always want to credit Kelly Hunter and her research and her work, because I very much draw on her research and her work when I talk about these Kuiper Belt objects. She's done some very exciting work. Another positive thing just to mention, I mean, long term, Saturn is in Aquarius, which is, it will move out of Aquarius next March. But it is very much in that sign, building new future social networks, social systems for the long term. And it is helped at this new moon by Mars. Mars is trine, quite tightly trine to Saturn. And this is a good combination of putting disciplined energy and focus into building those long-term, realistic, practical future networks. So there is a lot that is about, I'll stop sharing now, a lot about this shift, really, as we move through late September and into October, of shifting to a different quality of energy. As I say, October, November are very, very, very big months astrologically, not only because of the eclipses, but many other things that are happening at the same time. I think even though the time appears to be short between now and the end of the year, I think we are going to see an immense amount of change. Don't get too caught up in it. Stay high. Keep objective. Keep your perspective. Because when you do that, you are holding your center of power. You're just staying calm. You're staying peaceful. And if you get swept up in the kind of craziness of what's going on the outside, it will scatter your energy. And there's plenty of potential for scattering your energy with Mars in Gemini. So don't let your external environment determine your state of being. You decide your state of being. I'm going to also try this week to look at some mundane astrology, a couple of countries that are being very aspected right now by what's happening, to put some of this in perspective as well, so as well as this update. So I hope that's been helpful. If you don't know where these aspects fall in your chart, you can download a free birth chart from my website. You get a two-part video series from my store that will take you from zero to how you find these points in your chart and what it means for you with every update I do. So God bless. If you want more information about my books, my videos, my long monthly newsletter, just check out my website, pamgregory.com. Lots to come. Stay on your eagle's perch. God bless. Bye for now.
Flow of Love by John Adorney. Now, John Rodell wrote this little piece, and I thought it was quite good. And it's a conversation between me and God. Hey, God.
Hello.
I'm falling apart. Can you put me back together?
I would rather not.
Why? Because you aren't a puzzle. What about all the pieces of my life that are falling down onto the ground?
Let them stay there for a while. They fell off for a reason. Take some time and decide if you need any of those pieces back.
You don't understand. I'm breaking down.
No, you don't understand. You're breaking through. What you are feeling are just growing pains. You are shedding the things and the people in your life that are holding you back. You aren't falling apart. You are falling into place. Relax. Take some deep breaths. And allow those things you don't need anymore to fall off of you. Quit holding on to the pieces that don't fit you anymore. Let them fall off. Let them go.
Once I start doing that, what will be left of me?
Only the very best pieces of you.
I'm scared of changing. I keep telling you, you aren't changing, you are becoming.
Becoming who?
Becoming who I created you to be. A person of light and love and charity and hope and courage and joy and mercy and grace and compassion. I made you for more than the shallow pieces you have decided to adorn yourselves with, that you cling to with such greed and fear. Let those things fall off you.
I love you. Don't change. Become. Become. Become who I made you to be. I'm going to keep telling you this until you remember it.
Whoops, there goes another piece.
Yep, let it be.
So I'm not broken? Of course not. But you're breaking like the dawn. It's a new day. Become.
Open up both. remember. It's like I've been sleeping for years. I'm not awake as I can be, but my seeing's better. I can see through the tears. I've been realizing that I bought this ticket and watching on half of the show. But there is scenery and light and a cast of thousands who all know what I know, and it's good that it's all, it's in everyone of us to be wise. Find your heart and open up for your.
Can we wait for you? Dare we wait for you?
Sir Harry Webb, better known as Cliff Richard. And that's a track from the stage show Time. It's in every one of us. Now, Patricia Coda Robles, she's going to tell us about recalibrating our heart flame.
Hi, precious heart. Thank you for joining us for our weekly vlog. The solar activity from the suns beyond suns is increasing at this time. This is creating the opportunity for humanity to receive higher frequencies of fifth dimensional solar light codes from the portals of the suns in Earth's lineage. This includes the solar light codes flowing through the portals of our physical sun, Helios and Vesta, our central sun, Alpha and Omega, our great central sun, Eloa and Eloa, and our great, great central sun, El and Allah. The company of heaven is revealing that due to the urgency of the hour, they are inspiring awakened lightworkers around the world to take full advantage of this powerful influx of light on behalf of the holy innocents and our sisters and brothers who are struggling to awaken. This has provided a collective cup of consciousness that is initiating literally thousands of activities of light designed to raise the frequency of vibration within humanity's earthly bodies. We are being told by the beings of light that this influx of light is strengthening our nervous systems, which is paving the way for the recalibration of our heart flames. This light is allowing every person's I Am presence to raise the vibration of the permanent seed atom in our heart. The permanent seed atom is the matrix that holds and sustains our immortal, victorious, threefold flame. This threefold flame pulsates within every person's heart and consists of the blue flame of our Father God's power, the pink flame of our Mother God's love, and the yellow gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's enlightenment and unity consciousness. This sacred fire represents the threefold activity of life that is known through all creation as the Holy Trinity. Our heart flame is literally the divinity in our heart, within which our I Am presence abides. The fact that humanity in mass has now reached a frequency of vibration that will allow the I Am presence to intensify the light within the permanent seed atom of our heart and recalibrate our heart flame to previously unknown levels is a monumental event. Today, our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven are asking lightworkers all over the world to assist the Holy Innocents and humanity during this vitally important opportunity. We are being asked to collectively focus our divine intentions and the power of our thoughts and feelings on assimilating the highest frequency of our Father, Mother, God's threefold flame that we are capable of receiving. The following affirmation has been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven to assist us in fulfilling this facet of the divine plan. It has been building in momentum in the realms of cause and will now be raised to the highest frequency of vibration that cosmic law will allow. This affirmation is stated in the first person, so we will experience these words personally and tangibly from within the divinity of our heart flame. Simultaneously, we will invoke this light on behalf of the Holy Innocents and the rest of humanity. And we begin. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I ask my Father, Mother, God, and the entire Company of Heaven to assist every person's I Am presence to raise the frequency of their permanent seed atom and their immortal victorious threefold flame. I ask that this be accomplished in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. I breathe my elevated holy breath in and out deeply and consciously as I proceed. I am aware that the threefold flame in my heart has a dual pulsation. The first pulsation is the in-breath, assimilation and absorption. The second pulsation is the out-breath, expansion and projection. On the in-breath, my threefold flame extends up in consciousness and vibration, piercing into the very heart of my Father, Mother, God, the source of never-ending perfection. On the out-breath, my threefold flame projects the blessings from the heart and mind of God into the physical plane, eventually expanding these gifts throughout the planet and into the universe. On every in-breath, my heart flame ascends into new heights of divinity. And on each out-breath, my heart flame becomes a stronger pulsation of God's blessings into the world of form. Because of this dual activity, my heart flame is both the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within me, as well as the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. My threefold flame is both the inward portal to my fifth dimensional I Am presence and the open door for the gifts of my Father, Mother, God radiating outward to bless all life on earth. With every elevated holy in-breath, I take my inner journey to God and my outer service to life are brought into perfect balance. It is within this balance that I align with my I Am presence. It is within this balance that I enter the flow of my Father, Mother, God's comprehensive divine love. With this intensified frequency of vibration, now pulsating within my permanent seed atom and my threefold flame, I have the ability to assimilate the entire nature of God's comprehensive divine love into my heart flame on every in-breath, as I rise up endlessly toward the supreme source of all life. And on every out-breath, I now have the ability to project the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God into the world of form, greatly enhancing my ability to co-create the perfection of heaven on earth. I now witness the holy innocence and the remaining family of humanity consciously participating in this wondrous activity of light with me. I now visualize the I Am presence of every person on earth, sending forth myriad rays of light, connecting threefold flame to threefold flame. This activity of light is creating a grid of divine love, uniting the fifth dimensional solar heart chakras of every person. I see the holy innocence and the remaining family of humanity awakening through these rays of divine love. Every person begins expressing the full divine potential of their I Am presence. We are each a source of God's blessings, united as one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of God's comprehensive divine love. With every breath, we are breathing more and more of the profound gifts from the causal body of God into the physical plane of earth. As one unified family of light, we affirm through our newly recalibrated permanent seed atom and our heart flame, I am a force of God moving upon this planet. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. My newly recalibrated threefold heart flame is my electronic aura spiraling around me. Through my heart flame, the power, love, and enlightenment of my Father, Mother, God are continually flowing through my aura. I am a being of very powerful light. I am one with all life, which is the all-encompassing presence of my Father, Mother, God, the great universal consciousness of the cosmic I Am, all that is. From this resplendent oneness, I affirm, O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my earthly bodies to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body filled with love becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle radiating love transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting within me. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my Father, Mother, God are working through me, radiating forth the perfection of all that is to the holy innocence, humanity, the elemental kingdom, and all life on Mother Earth, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to reclaim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me, and in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love permeating form until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful. And so it is, beloved, I am that I am. God bless you, dear one.
Mike Oldfield and Let There Be Light. Now, the latest one from Patricia is called The Next Step of Preparation for the Holy Innocents.
Hi, Precious Heart. Thank you for joining us for our weekly vlog. Our Father, Mother, God have confirmed that indeed the I Am presence of every person has recalibrated the permanent seed atom and the immortal victorious threefold flame in our heart. Every person is now experiencing the highest frequency of vibration within our heart flame that we have been able to receive since prior to our fall from grace eons ago. This was a multidimensional collective accomplishment that has affected in the most positive ways the Holy Innocents and all of the remaining people on earth who have been holding this sacred space for this vitally important facet of Mother Earth's ascension process. Now, all is in readiness for the next step. This involves strengthening our direct connection with the source of all that is, our Father, Mother God. Our earthly bodies are literally multidimensional technology. In the paradigm we are co-creating, we have the ability to hold space within our bodies for the highest frequencies of vibration. All we have to do is breathe consciously and pay attention to who we are being in every moment through our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Every single one of us has all the skill, wisdom, knowledge, strength, and courage we need to succeed God victoriously in whatever our mission is. We just need to listen to our heart and respond according to our intuitive inner guidance. Due to the monumental shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that have taken place within our earthly bodies since the birth of this decade, 2020 to 2030, day by day, our I Am presence has been able to elevate our holy breath. That means that with every breath we take, we are now breathing higher and higher frequencies of our life force and prana. The Company of Heaven said this is empowering our light work in ways beyond our comprehension. When we are embodied on earth, our physical breath is our direct connection to our Father, Mother, God, the source of all that is. That is why we take our first breath at birth and our last breath as we leave the earth through the process we refer to as death. During the important stage of preparation that we are now in the midst of, the Company of Heaven is reminding us how the Holy Breath is assisting with the divine alchemy of transfiguring our earthly bodies from carbon-based planetary cells into fifth-dimensional crystalline-based solar light cells. Over the years, the beings of light have shared a lot about the divine alchemy taking place as Mother Earth ascends up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of light. Today they are reminding us of some very important information that will help each of us to move our process of divine alchemy forward in the light. What the beings of light are sharing with us today is something very easy, but very powerful, that you and I and the rest of humanity have the ability to do every day. They said if we will do this, it will accelerate everything in our process of divine alchemy. All we need is the willingness and the dedication to do this simple task every day on behalf of ourselves, the holy innocents, and the rest of humanity. Carbon-based molecules are predominantly carbon, but crystalline-based molecules are comprised mostly of silica and oxygen. Unfortunately, at this time, the oxygen in the air humanity is breathing is polluted with myriad toxic substances. This means that the oxygen our body elemental and our I Am presence have available to use in the process of divine alchemy is not nearly as pure as it should be. Consequently, the crystalline-based cells are harder to form, and the process is taking much longer than necessary. In order to remedy this situation, we are being assured by our Father, Mother, God, that if we will use the rhythmic holy breath and command our I Am presence to in-breathe God's pure source oxygen from the very core of creation, and then assimilate it, expand it, and project it through our earthly bodies into the physical world of form, we will be able to transcend the pollution in the air we breathe. Our I Am presence and our body elemental will then have pure source oxygen to form the fifth-dimensional crystalline-based cells for our solar light bodies. Today, the company of heaven will guide us through this rhythmic holy breath. To begin, I will describe how the rhythmic holy breath is done. Then we will do it together three times, as directed by the company of heaven. The rhythmic holy breath is very simple. It consists of four parts: the in-breath, then we hold the breath in, then we exhale, and then we hold the breath out. With each of these steps, we affirm the following statements within the silence of our heart. So let's begin by exhaling. Now breathe in, and as you do, affirm within your heart, I am in-breathing God's pure source oxygen. Now hold the breath, and as you do, affirm, I am assimilating God's pure source oxygen. Now exhale, and as you do, affirm, I am expanding God's pure source oxygen. And holding the breath out, you affirm, I am projecting God's pure source oxygen. Now breathe normally. We will now do the rhythmic holy breath three times together. I will say the affirmations out loud so that we will all breathe in unison. But when you do the rhythmic holy breath on your own, repeat the affirmations within the silence of your heart flame so that you can focus your attention on each breath. I will begin with the following brief invocation. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. As one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I consciously breathe the most intensified frequencies of God's pure source oxygen from the very core of creation. Now, exhale and follow me through this rhythmic breath three times. Inhale, I am in-breathing God's pure source oxygen. Hold, I am assimilating God's pure source oxygen. Exhale, I am expanding God's pure source oxygen. Hold, I am projecting God's pure source oxygen. I am in-breathing God's pure source oxygen. I am assimilating God's pure source oxygen. I am expanding God's pure source oxygen. I am projecting God's pure source oxygen. I am in-breathing God's pure source oxygen. I am assimilating God's pure source oxygen. I am expanding God's pure source oxygen. I am projecting God's pure source oxygen. Now breathe normally. Dear one, ask your I Am Presence to reveal to you how vitally important this rhythmic holy breath is for you, the holy innocents, humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. Memorize this simple process, and when possible, repeat it a few times throughout your day. God bless you.
Thank you.
Voices from Douglas Bredeagle. For First Nations peoples, the drum represents the universal heartbeat of Mother Earth, the universal goddess and mother to us all. The first sound that was heard in the world was the heartbeat of Mother Earth. First Nations people manifest this heartbeat through playing a special rhythm on a drum. This rhythm facilitates healing and realignment of the four realms of the human existence, which is mental, spiritual, emotional and physical, because the creator revolves around the rhythm. The drum, when combined with the voice, creates a hum that rests between the voice and the drum and is thought to be the spirits of the ancestors. Therefore, First Nation drums are not percussion instruments per se, or a toy. They are considered female and human because of their tie to the earth. When playing a drum, it should never be hammered in an aggressive way, as this suggests it is a beating, and one may never hit a woman. One of the reasons that the earth is being destroyed at such an alarming rate is the disconnect that humans have with her. We no longer hear our heartbeat. We lose ourselves in our quest for security through the acquisition of material possessions, paying little heed to the devastating cost of the environment in our zeal to have stuff and to look good. The drum is a constant reminder of our responsibility towards the preservation and health of Mother Earth. Just like humans, each drum has its own very unique voice and vibration. Each animal from which the drum is made has its own unique medicine, its spirit is part of the drum. In order to give a drum its voice, it needs to be birthed in a sacred ceremony. Until a drum birthing ceremony takes place, the drum should not be played. During ceremony, the drum is first dedicated to the Creator. The drum is a sacred object, and when not in use, it should be shrouded in its own bag made of natural materials, just as 100% cotton or animal hide. Hanging a drum on a wall as an art piece diminishes its voice. You wouldn't hang a human on the wall to be admired. Unless the drum is human, it should not be put there either. The drum should always be placed skin side up as a sign of respect. Prayers are said each time the drum is used. The prayers are to ask the Creator for the ability to sing in a good way, to thank the Creator for the animal that gave its life to become the hide for the drum, for the people who hear, that they are blessed and feel good when they hear the song played. In other words, the drum is prayed for before it becomes to the person, dedicating in prayer before it is used and prayed for before it is used. So messages from the drum. I am Mother Earth's heartbeat and sacred gift of creation. I am the universal heartbeat of the seen and unseen worlds. I put the drummer in touch with creation itself. I speak to all people equally and peacefully. I fulfill and create spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical balance. I am a powerful non-verbal form of peace communication. I am the practice of peace. I am renewal, regrowth, and fulfillment. I am the pulse of the universe. I am alert, alive, and ready to move the drummer to another state of consciousness. My top represents the sky. My bottom represents the earth. My stitching represents the warriors for peace who play me. I am the ancient wisdom of the ancestors. The hand of the drummer is never raised in anger. The hand of the drummer should not be raised above the heart, for I am peace. I release tension, emotional stress, and mental fatigue. I reconnect with the natural rhythms of the drummer. I remind you that creation is alive and sacred. I take you to the dream world to let your unconscious speak with your conscious in safety and harmony. When you play with me, there is a synchronization of energy, a unity, and a common purpose. When you hear the rhythm of a group drumming and contribute your beat, you are listening and playing receptive and creative at the same time. If you're interested in drums, I teach Native American drum making here at Infinity. So you can come and make your own drum. We birth them regularly. You just need to give me a time when you want to do it. And get a couple of friends together. We've got one session set for 5th of November. But any time we do drum making. I am Barry, being the voice within. Kakite, Shalom, Namaste, Masalam. May your God go with you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.